It's birthday, don't forget the birthday.
It's Toyre, Toyre, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. I mention every year that Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, in Siman Tov Lamed, it says, Shabbos Shlifnei Pesach, Koyrenei Se Shabbos Agul. And it puts a halacha. Koyrenei Se Shabbos Agul. So every year we try to find always a new reason for why the Shabbos prior to Pesach is called Shabbos Hagodol Davka. I'm going to try to find a new reason, but just to be behektim, the seventh Sforim was brought in Demonis Moshe from the Alexander Rebbe, a Meitzin Neira. And after the Estalkos of the Kodesh of Magid, who was Kodesh HaKadoshim, his Chassidim, his Chavrei HaKadisha, tried to find a new manik to be Mizdavik and Atzadik and a Rebbe. And they didn't know where to choose, where to go. So the Chabura went to Lublin, to the Chosim. And Ramayshala, who was the son of the Kodesh of Magid, he had an opportunity. He asked them, Brishus, could he join with this group? And they all laughed because he was a liutzluch. He was not a Rebbe Shekinder, but Ashel Gedoshim. No, everyone considered him to be an Amoritz. No one ever saw him David, no one ever saw him learn. He was a simple person. Okay, they let him out, covered for his father, let him join the trip. And on the way, see them like to say, L'chaim, the Hoibin of people. So they made it to one guy gets up with an eight, so everyone will say a Dvar Torah on the trip to Lublin. And the one who can't furnish a Dvar Torah, he has to provide the L'chaim for all the other chassid. And they figured this Ramesh will have to, he'll be the one to. On the trip it comes, turn for Ramesh. So he said, as Avort, the Pasuk says in Tillim, Ki Ram Hashem Vishafel Yira, Vigavoya Mi Mercha Geit. So Ramesh will attach, later printed in the Sefer in Tillim, Ki Ram Havai, Pshat is the Ebishis, Royunus, Godlos, Ein Sof. Or who could appreciate the Godless Hashem? Vishuffle here. Only a person vishuffle b'nei atzmai, who's humble, who's contrite, is able to appreciate Godless Abayr. Vigavoya, the house of Groyser, of Al-Gaiva, or whatever, then Mimercha Geidi. You'll only know the Ebers, the Fundavitans, from afar. And the Chassidim was full. Vikumtara, Tifavot, Chassidim Shavar, Rebbe Shavar, to this Ramayshul. They came to Lublin, so everyone went into the Chosra, to Echel Kotshay, to Mekabal Sholom. And Ramayshul was a contrite Shofik Ayel, Shofik Dofik. He stood by the door, he had Pachad Meirah to go into the Chosra. The Chosra knows everything. The Chosra doesn't look at the Chassidim, he goes, picks himself up, goes straight to the door, and says, Shalom Aleichem, Kotshay, Tzermag. And he became the famous, the Malamok, and the Ramayshul of Kotshay. So the Sforim bring this Maisa. The Alexander Rebbe and others, and they say it put in Chesed Lavram from Aram Azulai, the Zeda from the Chido, that 30 days before Pesach, every day the Ebershe schlepped the Shomas Yisrael out from one of the Echolos of Tetra Acher, of Klip of Tumah, and it's Metayer us to one Madrega until you come to the Seder, rain. Aber, the greater a person is, the more he realizes concerning his atzmi. So when it comes, mamish by the Seder, Yidus Subrachim, like it said in Fatten, told us, Odom, it's known as Melech HaKotten, he says, Aber, by he, by Yoyim HaShmini, the greatest simcha ever since creation of heaven and earth, nevertheless, says, by he, Loshen Tsar. With the tzaddik, there was a gilu shchina, the Ebrish has a dira, but tachtoinim, finally, so for tzaddikim, there was the Subrachimkeit that are unworthy of it. And therefore, since the Zohar tells us that man di yuzeir irav, someone who's humble, he isn't truly, truly great. Therefore, it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, the Shabbos prior to Pesach, where he for 30 days says Shtikl Nisal, and Shtikl Bamadrega, and he realizes the Chav Gornish would come to the Abishter to sit at the Seder. So that itself evokes the irav in the eyes of the Abishter, and therefore it's called Shabbos of Gadlus. And Bechlal, the whole Indian of Pesach, one of the Nekudas that's from Amarichin, is the idea of Matzah, is the Indian of Bittl, right? You have Lechem Oini. If you remember the Pasuk, Ad Mose Me'anto Le'onnois Miponai, so Targum Taisha, listen, Kano. The Hachno, the Bittl, the contriteness, the Brachenkeit, that's Lechem Oini. And therefore the meaning is to wear a kittel at the Seder, which again is a Malbush that brings to an interesting Shabbos HaGodol, is Gimatria Matzis Lechem Oini. The same theme. And therefore, I want to speak about, but I'm not going to have time today. I'll try to chazer over the lumdus Shabbat Dover. But I want to speak of Machlokes Rishonim next week about Yachatz, the Rambam, the Shitas in Yachatz, whatever. But I want to just deal today with the Indian and Ruchnis. The Ikan Matzah, the Lechem Oini, Lechem She'oini, where do we break at Yachatz? We'll soon discuss when we break and how we break in the numerous Nachminis Halacha. But which is the Ikan Matzah of the Pashtus? The middle Matzah. Why do we make Yachatz on the middle Matzah? L'didan al Kobono? Because the three matzahs are either going to get Avram Yitzchak Yankiv, Chochma Bina, and Das. The middle matzah represents the heart. Bina, Libo, is the heart. And the inner breaking the middle matzah is Lev Nishbar Venidke Lekim Lisiv of Bittl. Matz Zusha, and Oichlam Al Shumma, the inner Bittl. And therefore, it's put in Sforum just to throw the appetite. Pesach matzu mor is gimatria mo'id mo'id hemishol ruach, and three times lechem oni, which is exactly the same as four times kos yayin, is gimatria shval ruach, etc., etc., etc. And therefore, the middle matzah is the matzah of Yitzchok, which is the midah of Avram, it's the midah of Av, of Chesed. The midah of Yitzchok is pachad yira gvur, right? And therefore, heilach ma'ani is gimatria yira and gvur. Right, and it's called Lechem Anya. Anya is the same gematria as Anova. Work it out in Moisius, right? Eikav Anova Yiras Hashem. That is the Iker Koch on Pesach is what the Inyan of Anova. Okay, Asher Alkin. We know that the Yisoid, that when a person sits at the Seder, so you could sit with all your family and your uncles and your Givaldik. Right? With a sentence for Torah Matration, a Madgish, that a person sits at sitting at the Seder by Agadah Shal Pesach is pshat like being in shul and daven. Not the way people daven in some shuls, but the way a person should daven. You sit there with the same achno, etc., etc., as if you're davening to the Abish. Vorray, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah brings the Darkei Moshe, why do we have at the beginning of the Seder Urchatz, Kaddish Urchatz? Because since what is that Seder? You're giving Shvach Hido to the Abish, the form of Tefillah. And before that, you have to wash your hands until you die. Und that certain pasuk, ki veisi beis tefila yikorei lechol ha'amim. What is veisi beis tefila? Dafke the beis hamikdash, where there was a place of gilu shchina. Wherever is gilu shchina, there you have this bat. So the Alter Rebbe famously says, we say in Musaf Yonte, if ein on yecholim lalois veliroyes, if you mishtach me anywhere, over the emes the inyan of bittul pnimi only applies in a place with this gilu shchina, which is the place of the beis hamikdash. Therefore, ki beisi dafke what in the beis hamikdash, it becomes a true place of tefillah. Therefore, by Leil Pesach, when a yid sits at the seder, there's a gilu shchina in every yiddish stoop. Kiyadua, that Kutzabrichu and Pamal Yishonayla all come to hear the Shiras with Tishbochers. Kiyadua, I say every year the Vort of the Tzvera Shlema. Matzis te ochel b'mokin kodesh b'chatsar oil moyed yechlua. The mouth, everyone makes b'aksharos kelim. The mouth is the emes akeli through which you imbibe the matzis. It has to be a mokin kodesh. And through that, b'chatsar oil moyed, your house becomes... The emes is a famous marshal. We discussed this in the past at great length in Pesach and Kufta Zayin, that when you eat matzah today, it's like eating the shiore hamenuchos. And you can only eat it in a mokim kodesh. And when a person is meichin karoi, right, then his house becomes a shtikl beis hamikdash, an extension of the beis, an embassy of the Abish during Manchet. I thought about Ram Shor brings a little chur, lefiz zev et recht. You begin to say there, you're saying, kol dichvin yesi v'yechol, kol dichvin yesi, right? Everybody in Manchester who needs a seder to come to my house, my wife only cooked for 30 people. I didn't cook for 400 people. I don't have a soup kitchen here, right? I don't have room in my living room. No, once you two of this vort, that your house becomes the Beis HaMikdash. And the Yishalayim, a person never said, Shaoli HaMokim, and the Beis HaMikdash is Mishtachim Revochim. And the Gemara says in Yuma that when you ate, even your Higia Kapul, and it's Mazbiya, and therefore you can give a proclaim with MS called Dichvin Yesev, you have this place and this food for everybody. And therefore, when Yidin took the Seh on the 10th of Nisan, which is Shabbos HaGodl, and they tied it up to the Kari Hamito, right? So the every house through that Mesiras Nefesh became a Shtikl Beis HaMikdash, and the Koyach, the Kedusha of Shabbos, was mispashed in every Jewish house. Normally, Shabbos, we understand, is a concept which is Kedusha Hazman. when you're able to, Kedushas Hazman was mispashit not only in Zman and in Olam, but also in Shono and in Nefesh. The same qualities you have in Shabbos Kedush was mispashit in the dimension of time and soul and people. And that's why we say in the pasuk, "V'amartem zevach pesach u'lashem asher posach." Vespateinu hitzil. The Svarim Akdoshim Taish, the Eibishter saved that the Yiddish Heiser, that they all became holy on that night. You know, everyone knows, everyone kachsuch in the Targum Yonison, the SS of Kanfi in the Shorim, right? That the Eibishter took Klal Yisrael from Goshenland to Yishalayim. Whether it's this way travel or he brought Kedush Yishalayim to Goshen, I don't know, I wasn't there. Whatever you could teach, the Svarim Akdoshim Taish in different ways. But like upon him, I do know that the pasuk in the Torah of Atim will say to Pesach Abayis at Boikir. So of course you have to say, whatever scenario you're going to envisage in your mind, they couldn't go out of the house and meet, let's meet at the bus stop, and we'll go, can't finish our, we'll take it. They had to go with the house. Or Bezoi, the Yiddish Heiser also went to Yerushalayim. Or Yerushalayim came to the houses. But whatever way, that's Pshat, Vespoteinu Hitzil, and that becomes a Poyel Demyonim, Maisa Ovesim and Lubonim, that every Yiddish Shtub, at Seif Kalad Deiris, the Kedush is based on Migdash is there, and therefore it's a place of Davne. And by the way, parenthetically, just like this is true, that on Pesach, we lost in Pesach, we passed over the Gidre HaMokim, space, dimension of time, of geography, who I didn't smart. The Pasuk says, how long were we eating in Mitzrayim? 430 years. I, according to my calculation, when you use your toes, it was only 210. So Satmaro famously brings the Reyoyal, that says, the Eberster Be'emes is Machlif, as is Mat. Whenever you have like Steiris and Chazal, Avram's Bris, was it on Pesach, was it on Yom Kippur? So you can say Elu Ve'el Divrei L'Chaim as well as you want, but the Poel on the calendar happened to have one. The Sabbath always explains, in the Rebus Forum, it happened on one date, but the Eberster is Machlif as Azmanim, the Marshal could bring Kedushas Yom HaKippurim on Pesach. Oh, the Fakert. Right? So Pshat is, the Eberster is Machlif as Azmanim, and the time of Geula, the Gechavim, the Mazolos, Berechas HaShemayim, whatever, which should have been after 430 years, that date of Geula came after 210 years. Lefiza said this, Atmarov, you understand when Moshe Rabbeinu tells this Pari, it's a Tragninov, when is going to be the moment of Makas Bechiris of Kachatzis? The Gemara Brachas. Why is it Bachatzis? Because the Shom Meduyekes of Chatzis, 430 years, which is the time of the Geula, was what? Wasn't exactly the same on the year actually of the Geula B'Poyel, which is the B'Poyel. Therefore, he said, "Tzadnid, I'm not going to be able to figure this out." Kachatzis. Al Kapanim says this at Merav. When did this Machlev as Azmanim? When did it happen? Since Chal Shabbos and Mekayir of Brachot, everything in the it happened on the Shabbos Hagadol. And already this miracle, therefore, it's another reason. It's the second reason we establish why this Shabbos is known as what Shabbos Hagodol. It became the in Shemayim in Ruchni is the beginning of the Geula, of the changing of time, changing of space. All of this happened on the previous Shabbos. And by the way, the Mashiach of Tervedas, the Mashiach Wilson, said, where would I find the thing of Shabbos HaGadol, and which simin in Shulchan Aruch? Tough Lamed. It's 430. It's Meramis. Everything in Shulchan Aruch is written in Ruach HaKodesh, right? Even the simin is Meramis. It's the 430 years. Tough Lamed came early. That's Shabbos HaGadol. Interesting. We said before, three times Lechem Oini, or four times Kozyayin, is Gimatria Shval Ruach, right? This in is all 624 is Gimatria also Cherus, which the Blujev Rebbe says, the Tzvi Lasadik, two times 624 is the minion of the Shiva Koich Vilechis. The seven stars, the constellation, Chavim Mazolus, is in other words, through the three matzahs and the four kaisus yayin, one is misgaber on time, on space, on gechavim, on mazolis, on teva, and that's the inyan of emes acherus, to be a free person, is you're not meshuvah to nature, to time, and to space, you rise above it. Now, what happens when I break the matzah? What do I do with the break the matzah? I break it yachatz. Yitzhak's matzah, the middle matzah, the heart, the bina, the yitzhak matzah, the gevuras, you break. What do you do with it? You eat part of it at the beginning of the Seder, for the bits of matzah, and the major part, the larger part, you keep for. So that's one of the merinoyim the Chikiva brings. That's me'ayin yovei ezri. Me'ayin is what? Bittel. Ein Mazel Yisrael in Tzvarim Klishim. The Bittel, which is the name of Keser, it said, from there comes Ezri. Ezri is Gimatria Afikoyim. We'll soon see all the brachas, all the schools, Kiyadua for the whole year, is found in the Afikoyim, which is the beginning of Tzofun, that which is hidden, which represents Keser, the highest Madregas, v'chulu v'chulu, Kisra Yeshua. The need of Maraf Tuvcha, the Tefanto, the need of Tzofun, which is the highest Tefanto, Gimatria Keser, etc., etc., etc. A lot to say, no time to say. But the idea, the endless Indian of Yachatz plus, when do you break the matzah at Yachatz? When do you complete eating the matzah at Sofon? Yachatz plus Sofon is 336, which is 3 times Avaya and 3 times Elikim, which is Gimatria B'nei Chorin also, which means that the true being of Ben Chorin is what? When you take the severity, the dinim, the tzaras of Chal Yisrael, and you're mahapich. And that through the eating of Afikoyim and Kiyadua, Ayidiz Mamshich, Yirgil Midas Halachnim, which is the reason why 13 times Chesed is Gimashi Afikoyim with a Mantzapach Nun, Kiyadua, whatever. You bring all the Ikub Brachas are brought to Afkab Afikoyim. And Afikoyim is Gimatri, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Hachnova Vanova. How do you reach this level? To imamshel all the brachas by the Seder, b'frapei achilus matzah, is dafka through the inyan of bittel. With bittel has the kuyach, when a person is nichne, when a person is an I, a self, the higher you are, the lower you fall. When a person is bottle, right? Through that you bring the lechem oini, which is the inyan of geula, etc., etc. How do I know this? The Gemara says, you yoytze matzah with the mai. Right? Why is it with Mike? Because hoyel the iboy, you could be mafkir nifse, and you become an oni, and an oni is allowed to eat the Mike. So in Tosfos the declares this is pat bidiyov. At the poil you haven't been mafkir nechazal. Is this a bidiyov? Are you yitzu with Mike? Or did another tzad to say? Since this is what we're going to talk about next time, we'll talk about the inyan of lechem oini. Right, Madaki Shadi, but put all these nyanim, either said in the Gavra or the Chefsa. That's the Lomdusha part, which I'm leaving out for now. But Bepoyla says in Sforim that matzah, which is a symbol of Hachno and Bittel and Shiflus, when you eat, when you imbibe the Lechem Oini, that creates a Bittel by the person and you become the Oni. It has an effect on the person. He's Mulet Bittivoy, this and he. And therefore, going back to what we started off, therefore, the Seder, I understand, this is a Seder of Tefillah. The Chayodom is brought, brings the B'Shem Hagro, that therefore there are 19 brachas, the whole Cheshbon, whatever, the whole Inkamakoyme, there are 19 brachas that he recites in the Seder, Ledidan, perhaps 18, but it's connected to Tefillah, which is Shemoyne Esrei, or B'Poyel Mamish, 19 today. Okay. And therefore, at the Seder, just to finish off this theme, at the Seder, you have matzah and yayin. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. These are two of the days as what was the chait of the Marish, day to das. What is the inyan of matzah? It comes from chita, right? Chita is kiyadua, the Gemara says in the brachas, the einatina yedea likris abo, until your toyim tamdogon. So tamdogon is the inyan of seichel, of wisdom, of understanding. Three matzahs connected, the three ovis, which is chokhmah, bina, das. What is the inyan of yayin? The four cups of wine connected, the emois, four emois. When you drink, if you have an exam, whatever, it's a good idea to drink a few glasses of wine. I shouldn't think so. Something that needs. But wine brings out. But the Chazal say, whenever there's yayin, there's no das. So by eating the matzah, you're imbibing das. Das alikei avichu. When you're drinking wine, four cups of wine, right? You're mevatel your das to the Eibishter. But the Indian of bitul hadas to the Eibishter is plat imein das bitulay minayin. As you're a shoytas tamazoi. Yeah, look, I have no time to elaborate, but a whole other shmuz in Yachatz, in Kamekoimoy, is matzah b'chal is michin behemenuso, faith, emunah, and the three madregas in emunah. This is off direct, this is off this, an aside. First, there's emunah. Emunah pshuta. B'kabbalah, Yerusha, from Aviseinu, that's where you begin. Afterwards, you have to use your seichel. The Eibishter gave you brains for a reason. You have to understand, you have to be chukir, you have to be doirish, etc. And after you're chukir as much as you possibly can, then you come back again to bittel, to danova, to emunah pshutah. which is a much higher, a seeing faith, rather than just a blind faith, a simple faith. He discusses many times to say there are parshiyos, Yisrei, Mishpatim, at the end of Mishpatim, Vayter, Nasev, and Nishra. You remember, we discussed this like countless times. So first you have to have das, and then you have to mevatel your das. So you have both matzah, chita, das, and then you have your bittel, which is through the yayin. Al derech the Gemara says, "Odom behemer tishi Hashem." Said the Gemara, "Chulun daf hey, elu abenei odom shi marumim bedas umasim lechatuk behemer." You have das, and you mevatel the staff to the Rebbeinu. So these are the madrigas here that involved in the seder, and therefore it's brought in Sfarim Hakadoshim. Everyone knows Pesach Matzah Mor is gimatria krasot, which krasot is Rosh Tevis, Kabel Rinas Amchos Agvenu Tarenu. This is the idea of tefil, kabel rinas amchu. The seder is a time of tefil. The Chaldim Mechaim brings with the Mantzah Pach letters. How many letters there in the alphabet? 27. Yes, hello. 22 and 5. Hello. The shleimus of each oiz that has killed all the other oizes. How much is 27? Where's the Rosh number? 27 times 27.
729.
Which is gematria? I just told you. Krasot Pesach Mantzah Mor. How many gvuras are there in the Mantzah Pach letters of gvuras? How many final letters do you got?
Five.
How much is 5 times 27? 135. What's 135?
Matzah.
The idea for the idea of matzah is mevatel the gvuras, right? And how you mevatel gvuras? Dafka through bittel. And there, and not only do you assume you get rid of krasot, you get rid of negativity, but through the matzah, your mamshim, all the brachas in the world. The tefillah tzaddik, the Holy Rebbe Blushev used to say, b'shas yachatz, through yachatz, yachatz is a skula for chayim tovim. How do you know? You break the matzah. Matzah is 135. But everyone knows, you don't break it mamshim equal. There's a larger part. If you're breaking 135 into two, with a larger part and a smaller part. So it's 68 and 67. What is 68? Chai. And what is 67? Tovim. You break them up, so there's a whole bunch of schoolers, whatever, right? And that's the yachatz is a shikul from, not just to break the middle of the matzah. That's the idea of, it's part of the tefillah. Tefillah is gematria 515, as you know from Rashi and Chumash, the school travel, right? Which is gematria nachla, b'li, mitzorim. Same root word as Mitzrayim, Mitzorim, Vulus, right? And you bring all kinds of brach, whatever. If you have, I'm just giving you just one mushroom. Someone once asked one of the tzaddikim, the Shikavir, how come everything in the Seder is 4, 4, 4? There's 4 sons and 4 kashas and 4 cups of wine, except for matzah, you have 3. I think the Isaac Goldzidishaver sent his son to ask the Jikiver. Good cash. Everything is 4 for all over 4. 3 months. So he has a Hagufa, that's why you break the middle matzah. Now you're left with 4. Brilliant. Hello. Yes, hello. How much did you tell me matzah is? 135? You told me that 2 minutes ago. Yeah? How much is 4 times matzah? Imakoil? 540. Imakoil? Very good. You're a mathematician. What is 541 begin matzah? Yisrael. The mile of Yisrael, Kisarisim, and the Kivanoshim, Vatuchal, 541 is Gimachi, Rosh Tevis, Keser, Chochma, Bina, Gdula, Gvura, Teveres, Deit, Zachoyd, Zayn, Malchus. All the Madrigas, all the Sphere, everything. Your Mamshik, Tafka. Okay. Now, this is Hagdom. Now, after this Hagdom, right, now we understand which is the Iker Matzah, the middle Matzah, the Matzah of Yitzhak, the Matzah of the heart, the Matzah of Bina. And you will understand why do we use dafka this matzah also for afikuman, which is Marambe is on tzofim the gula hasida. What's the connection here? Everybody knows the pasuk says in Yeshaya nachamu nachamu. I said this like 5 billion times. Every year Shabbos nachamu nachamu is gimatria. Yitzchak, right? You don't got to be a genius. 104 and 104 is 208 is gimatria. Yitzchak, know this for. Why? Because Chazal say in Yalkut. Every one of the tzaddikim was tofas umnosi. Everyone had their special. Yeah, avuch b'mavizor tvei. Yitzchak was toifes. What's the avoid of Yitzchak? Avraham Avinu was milsodim. Yankiv is a toira. What is Yitzchak? Avoid. What is avoid of? Tefillah. So Chazal say that Yitzchak Gavinu was toifer, the middle matzah, our Yachatz matzah was toifes, Umnose was tefillah. Right, and the Gula Hasida is totally what in the Dafka through Tefillah, and through that will be the Necham of Kal Yisro. And therefore, the Havis Yisrael vision says, "Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomer Likechem," is Gimatria Tefillah David and Yosef, because Dafka through Tefillah we bring Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. And Chazal said, interesting, there's a Chazal in Medrash which says that when Yitzchak was born, there was laughter, there was joy, there was happiness in Shemayim Va'orez, to the Chama and Levono, to the Chava Mazolus. Why were they smichim? Because if not for Yitzchak, the world would not be miskayim. Shenemar im loy brisi yoimam v'layla chukah Shemayim Va'orez. Who is chukah Shemayim? Yitzchak. Because the pasuk says ves brisi okim es Yitzchak. Stell sich der Scheil, der Shem Yishmuel asks, only Yitzchak is Shaykh is the Bris. And the father, Avram Avinu, by him, it doesn't say the word Bris. So how did Chazal know? It's Bris Yochum. Only Echuk Shemayim Ba'aretz refers only to Yitzchak. The Pshat in the Chazal is, Chazal say, the words in Tainis, Il Molei Mamodois, if not from Mamodois, Shemayim Ba'aretz won't be in the sky. Who are these Mamodois? Anshi Maimed used to stand there. But Pshat's another Yid brought up his Korban, they would be Mispalel on the Korban, on the Ritzui of their brother. Therefore, Anshi Maimed is also Gimatria 515, which is Gimatria what? Tfil. They were the ones who daven. So the one who is Masakin, the Akav HaVoida, Mimata Lamaila, which is the idea of Tfil, a fire, that represents Yitzchak. And therefore, Chazal say that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in the schus of Yitzchak Dafka. When the Yidin, the Pashas Chukas, they're telling they want to cross, green light, give us Naver Barsecha. They say, when we had Mitzrayim Yom HaMarabim, Vayirun Alonu Mitzrayim, Vayavi Seinu, Vanitzak El Hashem, Vayishma Kilid. We cried out in Tefillah to the Eibishter, and he heard us. Says Rashi, with the bracha sheberchanu avinu hakol kol, the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Yankiv on the night of the Seder hakol kol Yankiv, in that schus on utzuyakim v'nenim, we cry out in tefillah. In other words, the yisuid of tefillah, of all the brachas, is dafka the avoid of the brachas of Yitzchak, who's the amura tefillah. The fizet derech agav, it's understood. Penech Rosh is a famous word, by Moshe Rabbeinu Veschanan. He davens 515 times. Chazal say, the pasuk says, Al Toisiv Daber Elai Oid. Next word, Bad Dover. Where is Gimatria Bad Dover?
208.
Who? 208? Where is Gimatria Yitzchak? Says, the Penech Rosh, the Eberstu is told of Moshe Rabbeinu, here, don't come on to the Eitz of Yitzchak. In other words, don't daven. What if Yitzchak, Bad Dover, Hashalki, who cares about Gimatria's? Right? Because the whole Yisuid of Kabbalah Satfilis comes through Yitzchak. That's why you also understand. First word in the Torah, Bereshus. So the Zohar, when the Zohar says, Bereshus, scramble the letters, you get Borotayish. The Abrash created the Isle of Yitzchak in lieu of Tmura for Yitzchak. It's very fascinating. It's a very important event in Jewish history. But the first word of the Torah, Bereshus, because the whole world was created in the schus of Tefillah. And who is the Amud HaTefillah in the world? Who is the Yisoid HaTefillah of Yitzchak? If not for Yitzchak, there wouldn't be Bereshus, there wouldn't be a world. And this is what Parei understood. And therefore he said, Tichoveid HaVoid Al Anoshim. Make it heavy. Let them give them no free time to daven. And the whole idea is what? Vatal Shavosim Elohim Min HaVoid. Dafka through the Koyach of Tefillah. And therefore we find by the Yam, the Sari Yam said, I should split for them. It was supposed to be 400 years, the time hasn't come, it's only 210. In what schus did it split? Because we have a principle that tefillah is a machso, and therefore the tefillah, the shavos, the shaiva, the tefillah of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, for that we're only there half of the time. And it's saying that God, the vayares on yenu, what was the affliction? Zuprishus, derech eretz. What's the gimachi of derech eretz? No, chever. Tefillah, that 515, right? That's why Moitzi Asirim b'Kesharis. I'll say b'Chiras v'Shiras is b'Chiras in Mitzrayim. There was Shiras Aliyam. It's all connected to Tefillah. Okay, whatever. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Until him," we say it every day. Anuichi Hashem likecha ma'alcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. What is the lesson to learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim? That the Eibershu took us out. He's balabasa of the world. Therefore, harche picha. David, learn the Kriyach of Harche Picha. The idea of a Seder is the idea of Tefillah. Therefore, Va'era, which deals with the seven of the ten Makis, Va'era's Gimashia, 208. There's Gimashia Yitzchak, yeah? Says the Baal Turim, oh, it's because of Yitzchak, that Eden when Nigel from Mitzrayim. Alderav said, Be Yitzchak Yikor Lechazora, right? Which is Gimashia 210. After 210 years came to Gul. By the way, anyone know any other remez you say in davening every Shabbos morning that Yitzchak is connected to Tzvilo? Huh? You all know this, didn't you, in your sitter, in your master? You know, you say, B'fi Yisharim. Hello? You say in your shul, in your nusuch, yeah? B'fi Yisharim tis reimu, v'sirzit adikim tis kadesh, v'chen chasidim tis kadesh, v'sirzit adikim tis borech, v'chen chasidim tis kadesh, v'v'kerev kedoshim. In many of the acronym downwards, Yitzchok, Yisharim, Tzadikim, Chassidim, Kedoshim, and then Rivka, Tzreimim, yeah, Tzborech, etc., etc. So Rabbi Yankov Emden and the Sefer, what in the world does this got to do with here? Lefit, it's verstandig, because the whole Yisoid of Tzvilah was stacking by whom? Yitzchok. By the way, what's the Gimachi of Yitzchok? 208. And what's the Gimachi of Rivka? 307. How much is 307 208? Which is what? Tefillah. Yitzchak and Rivka, who daven for a child, that's the idea of tefillah. You ask me, Shaila, why is tefillah miyuchas to Yitzchak? What, on a simple level, what is the root word of the word tefillah? With palel. Palal. One of the meanings of tefillah is to judge. His palel means, in the reflexive form, means to judge oneself. The Zohar says that tefillah is a time of din. You're judging yourself, you're misboinin, in shiflus atzmai, whatever. Gavus abayir, shiflus atzmai, as brought in Shulchan Aruch. If tefillah is a time of din, right, who is the one who represents din? Pachad Yitzchak. Why is that important? The general principle, I've discussed this countless times, in Al Shekha Kodesh, Simen Sadek, Samach Zayin, Tilim. Anything that comes, you know, you have that opportune moment and you evoked Hashem's compassion, Hashem's mercy. Kavaldi. But later on in time comes Midas Hadin is Mekater. Ois Chesed, Ois Rachmim. But a Chesed, a Rachmim, which is evoked, that even Midas Hadin is Maskim, that's something which is Nitzchis, which is eternal. Therefore, the Pasuk says in Tilim, Elikim. You get the pasuk Elikim Yechoneinu V'Yorcheinu. Why Elikim? Why Havaya, Rachamim, or Keil, Chesed? Elikim Yechoneinu V'Yorcheinu. Because Yor Ponavitanu Sela. That becomes permanent. And that's the reason why Chazal said the Gemara says in Brachos Amar Belozer that Tefillah is greater even than Korbanos. Because by Korbanos you're evoking the Shem Havaya, Korban Lashem. Masha'enke Midas Hadin, which is through Yitzchak, etc. Zivche Elikim Ruach Nishbor. Leiv Nishbor Elikim Lisit. Right? That's your tefillah. And therefore, it's put in Svarim HaKadoshim. The Zohar says, everyone knows the Gemara in Tainis. We discussed this many times. The Gemara says, Tatilav, you can't pray for two different subjects simultaneously. But you need two things. You need your daughter needs a shidduch. You need money to pay up the bank manager, whatever. What do you do? So the Zohar says, therefore the pasuk says, Tfilo lo oni ki yatoif. If a person is misatif, all of his bakoshes in Tfilo lo oni, there's nothing greater than a broken heart, which is what irach for everything you need. In other words, the emes is everything that comes from the Eibishter is good. Now, the Yid HaKadosh famously says, Mishamayim mishmato din, eres yoro vishakoto. The emes is, why did the Eibishter bring dinim and severities and challenges and adversity in the world? Mishamayim mishmato din, because Eretz Yor, the Eibishter wanted people to fear him. Once you come to the Midas Adin, the Pachad Yitzchak, the Yachatz, the broken heart, then you mamshik all the brachas. Therefore, Gvura 216 is Gimatria three times Chesed. You take the matzahs. Hello? You take the matzahs, and you're mamshik Chesed. And therefore, Lechem Oini, by the way, which is Yitzchak, Gimatria Yitzchak, is also Gimatria 208 four times Ben. Hello? Because you're able to find an answer and a mafteach to each of the child's heart dafka through this of Yachatz. Now, after this hakdama, now we can begin to understand a bit why it's called a new reason that they bring it. Why is it called Shabbos Agudah? Besides all the reasons I gave before. Everyone knows the Gemara in Bracha Taf Guf Yid Ches. Chazal say, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Rechoy, Il Molin Misham Mizel Shtei Shabbosis. Be'em to go. Shenemar, Koyemar Shabbos Srisi, Mash Yishu Shabbosisai, Uchsi Basrei, Vav Yisi Bar Kod. So everybody asks, where's the Raya that it's what? Two Shabbos, maybe three Shabbos, maybe one Shabbos. When the Embassy says, do you shall me? What? Maybe three, but you're wrong, by the way. Hello. Because the Gemara says in Tainis, Omar Rish Lakish Ilu Hayim Yisrael Misham Shabbos Achas Kitikuna Miyad Hayim Ben David Bo. So said the Medrash Rabbah, even one Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is Shkula Kinnik Kol Amitzus. So says the Medrash Rabbah in B'Shalach in Vayikra, Omar Rav Chiya Bar Abba in Yisrael in the Golan Elbas Chos Shabbos Shneamar B'Shuva V'Nachas Tivo Sheyun. So says the Sheikh Reb Toiv Sapat from the Zohar Kodesh. Vos Mitamol over here only Davke two Shabbos. So you certainly have no time to elaborate on this now. You said mentioned Rav Yishlo Kosher, sir. He brings him his father in one of his forum. That when he in the Ber Moshe, when a person davens during the weekdays, that davening, that time of tzlus of tefillah, that is Shabbos in the week. Just like a person in the midst of Zohar is Yom Shabbos Lekatri, to remember Shabbos the entire week. There's a mitzvah to remember. How do you remember Shabbos? That when you daven, you're up getan from vel. You turned off your first. Don't get a cell phone and all the other rubbish in the world, right? And you're sitting there with the Abishar. Nothing else in the world exists besides your davening, right? So when you're davening, you should know the Zohar says. Everyone knows that when a person on Shabbos Gehenim, they close it down. When a person davens, then that moment, the amount of time that you daven, Gehenim is also closed in the weekdays on Wednesday, right? I have no time to elaborate. The time of the menucha of tefillah from the magid, from the chuzah, etc., that is called. The Sofer brings the same idea. Someone was asked the magid, he wants to start fasting for for sigufim, whatever. He said, better than fasting is to daven erlich, because every time you daven, that's considered to be what? Shabbos, and the Yerushalmi says that Tanhuma says the covet of Shabbos is worth a thousand fasts. Tefillah is b'chinas Shabbos. That's the spashus of neshama. Whatever. You should know that before Chetu Egel, important Yalkut Reveni, important Aryoka from the Ramak, from Rishikot Devira, before the Chetu Egel, there was no Yom Tov. Every the neshama Yaseir, which we have on Shabbos or Liyesham every Yom Tov, right? That was there permanently. Just like there was no, they didn't need a Beis Hamikdash, right? When Yidin sin, there's special holy moments. Pshat is that if not, that Shabbos is mechaper on the Chet Ha'Egel, right? One second. The Kedushas of Yom Tovim was mespashit by Yidin permanently. When it had Eilel, Echa Yisrael, then became Eilel Moyed Hashem. One became Zelu Umazel, right? And that's Pshat, right? It became limited. But when a Yid davens and he's dovuk to the Ebrister at the time, right? That becomes his Shabbos in the middle of the week. Lefi zeh we can understand the famous Medrash Pliya. So everyone goes crazy. Everyone like it doesn't make sense. Chazal say a manichin tefillin ella b'Shabbos. What does it mean? The Zohar HaKadosh says, "Say Parshas Kerach me'olam leizolzer shchinam Yisrael b'Shabbos of Yom Tovim v'afilu b'Shabbos shelchol." Everyone knows this famous shikul. Well, what's a Shabbos shel chol? Can anyone tell me? Lefi, what we're saying here is when a yid is davening, and that davening on Wednesday is what a shikul Shabbos. The luchur in the olden days they wore tefillin all days of the week. Bizman hazeh, because it has chadas, because of gufnoki. When do we wear tefillin? Only b'Shabbos. That means the time when we daven, which is the Shabbos in the middle of the week. And that's the time when the Shekhinah dwells amongst us. Shekhinah is called the Nefer, that becomes Eretz Yisrael, and also a Medrash Pliya. The only mitzvah he kept was Shabbos. Hello. Yeah, it was 1,000 Gosh. The pshat is, Yankiv was Mesiare, didn't have Kedusha, said the mitzvah of Chus of Eretz Yisrael. Didn't have the Chus of Kibbutz of Aim. Right? Even Torah, Because also there was a tefiah because he said tilim. He didn't learn lasukah shmeisel even hilchasa that he lechura kudum. So the only thing he did was he said tilim. Tilim is bechinas tefilim. That the only mitzvah he had, the schus he had, was dafka the mitzvah of what? Shabbos, which is tefilim. Al kaparim the gaily nene. What could we learn from this? The idea of yachatz. Besides the fact that it's connected to Emunah, there's three matzahs, I always say every year, the three matzahs, I say it every year. Three matzahs are Michal and Hemenusah, there's Hoya, Hoiva, Viya, the Iker is the Hoiva. And the Hoiva, the whole idea of Pesach, of Moyadim, to Makasher, the past and the future, and bring it in the present. Kozman Amolek is in the world, Kiyad al Kes Yudke, and the name says, from the letters Yudke, you can make Hoya. From Yudke, you can make Yia. What you can't make is Hoiva. The idea to transcend time and to transcend space, that is the central theme of Pesach, to pass over Gidrei HaTeva, that the Kedusha of Shabbos, is the Beis HaMikdosh, is mispashit everywhere, in every Jewish house. That Shabbos HaGodol, right? When they were in Mitzrayim, in Goshen, and because they had Anov and Achnon, they felt as unworthy. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, the whole Eretz Goshen is full of all the Avodah Zarah that we worshipped. So because they had this Achno, which is the idea of breaking the heart, breaking the middle matzah, with that they were able to bring into Goshen, or to whatever way it went, they were Mamshech Kedushas Hazman for 430 years or later. They were Mamshech Kedushas Hamokim, Kedushas HaShabbos. Therefore, the Shabbos became a Shabbos HaGalus. It was Mespashit now. And therefore, it's brought in Svarim Akdashim, Ve'essa Eschem Al Kanfi Neshorim is Gimatria Samachti Be'oimrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. When he goes to the Seder, you're like going into the Beis HaMikdosh, Achilus Matzah is Gimatria Yerushalayim, etc., etc., etc. And therefore, the person's conduct and his deportment at the Seder, every Balabas I say, the whole year, when you come to sit by a Seder, Matzah Te'ochel B'machim Kodesh, make sure that the same pachad and yira that you would sit at a, by the way, on Shabbos, if Pesach the Seder is b'china Shabbos, right? Tefillah b'china Shabbos. That's the reason when you daven, you're not supposed to come with your jeans and your overall coming from your garden and your petunia plants and coming to daven. You wear special like Shabbos kabdeyu. You wear ksus nekiyah when you come to daven. That's the way you deport yourself at the Seder and the whole mahalach. And with that way, the Eibush Taka deport us. Alkan fin deshorim v'neich Hashem nazvachem and apsochem. Thank you.